This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I think at some point in your life, you looked around at humanity, you analyzed where it was going, you went back into the past, saw where it came from, and just kind of shook your head in disbelief, thought, this can't be what our destiny is, this can't be what we were meant for. Got corrupted somewhere along the way. Some of us made a deal with the devil. So Leo Zagami is expert, all things expert when it comes to secret societies and the Vatican. And he's got his latest story, Joe Biden, the Vatican candidate of choice for 2020. But isn't that what it all really is, Leo? Isn't that what it all really boils down to? These people have made deals with entities that they believe are the devil.
Of course. We have to understand that Islam is important for them because these entities are very present in this religion. They call them jinn. They have also a mysterious figure known as Al-Qidir, which is
a lot of paganism.
A lot of elements of magic that are then present also in a minor way sometimes in Christianity. But I was just reading a moment ago something written in the context of Crowleyanity, Aleister Crowley, who was a big admirer of Islam. He actually identified Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, with a saint of his own church. So how comes one of the biggest Satanists, Aleister Crowley, is identifying the prophet of Islam as a saint? This should give you an idea. Also, the fact that it condones pedophilia, Islam, it gives, of course, for the future, the Vatican, they all love it, you know. Islam, of course, let's open a caliphate in the Vatican, let's open a sultanate in the Vatican. This is what is going to happen soon, because they have already changed behind closed doors their religion.
Do you think we could actually see a physical representation of this in Paris at the Notre Dame Cathedral? Because they said they're going to have a competition, quote unquote, to decide what they're going to do with the new spire in the top. I mean, to me, it gives them an opening at least to put a crowning jewel on France with some globalist or Illuminati symbolism up there, and that'll be like their physical marking, like, we captured you.
Well, they want to build a minaret. That's what one of the proposals is saying. And I think that it's not far-fetched to say that this is definitely not going to be a traditional Christian church. It's going to be open to all religions. And they have already done this experiment a few years ago in secret in Rome, in a church, one of the most ancient churches of Christianity, was desecrated by this experiment, the Church of St. Croce in Jerusalem. They used it for a period of time, around 6 months of time. They started using one of the chapels for all the religions, as a one-world religion chapel. And this was done in Rome, and it was done almost covertly for a number of months, until, of course, there started to be a little bit of media exposure around this thing. And so in the church, which actually Santa Croce in Jerusalem is a church where they keep the nails of the cross of Christ, is also regarded as the most ancient church in Christianity because it was the villa of the mother of the Emperor Constantine. They actually started to open up to the one world religion 10 years ago. And they're doing this one day after the other.
Well, we're going to break here, short break. To me, you just made a bold prediction. And, if I was a betting man, your predictions are about as solid as they get. So you think that they're going to not just have some symbolism with a new spire or top, they're going to just go and just remove it as a Catholic or Christian monument in general. More from Leo Zagami on the other side of this short break.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're joined by Leo Zagami, always informative. And so, Leo, I want to just get right back into this, because you made, to me, a pretty bold prediction. I think people should stick that in their back pocket and wait for it to come true. You're predicting they're going to kind of transfer the meaning or the practice inside of the Notre Dame Cathedral away from being Christian and Catholic church services to being a one world religion center. And then I'm expecting them to have a physical manifestation of this when they replace the spire with some new different symbolism, which, by the way, and maybe we get to this in the next segment, is all over the United States. But we won't get into that now. So Leo, I mean, here's it's like this. This is actually perfect for you to comment on. Did you see the picture, and the rumors are out there about what it is, but a picture of Michelle Obama toasting, you know, with the champagne glass, and it appears in the reflection, I mean, she was on a boat going on a river cruise right by the cathedral. That we know is true. But it appears in the reflection of the picture that they put out, it appears that she's toasting champagne while the cathedral is burning. And I mean, it seems so out there. It seems so far fetched. But when you really know what's going on, you know, the dark Satanism that's going on. And then you even understand the psychology. And I don't even want to get into the psychology of a potentially who a Michael Obama really is. But I mean, Leo, was this an Illuminati sacrifice? I mean, was this a big date like 9/11 changed the way of the West? Was this a big monumental moment for the Illuminati in Europe?
Absolutely. Because like I was trying to explain you before, it's a very complex thing to explain, but very synthetically. Inside every church, you give energy by praying a specific prayer, of course, of your religion. If you want to change this force, you want to detonate, you want to basically eliminate it, you have to bend out that place, because that place is full of these energies that have been kept there for centuries. So the moment in which you use fire is a specific element in Islam. The genies of fire is the demonic ones who really have power over the dark forces. And
this is actually, I just want to put this into layman's terms. Basically, so you have all of this powerful energy worshiping God, empowering God, bringing humans together from all around the world to this cathedral, praising Jesus, using that positive energy, which is still in Europe that they're trying to destroy right now. And so you burn it down with fire. And if you look into these occult, practices that they do, they always have to use fire to connect, to communicate with these demons. They're attracted to fire and death. So fire is an easy one that they kick up a fire and they can communicate with these demons. So I just wanted to kind of put that in layman's terms, but you're getting next level. So it's like an unbelievable transfer of energy in one fell swoop.
Yes, so the energy is liberated. And you're never going to recover that those prayers, okay, because they're going to just whoosh, go up to the heavens where they belong to. But that power was for many centuries in this place, like many others of worship. So when you want to change the tune, the only way is to destroy the place and then rebuild it with a different kind of worship. This was done many times in the past, even before Christianity. We had pagan cults that then Christianity took over. I mean, it's some places have a specific also connotation because they are placed there where there is electromagnetic forces that are specific to that longitude and latitude. So Notre Dame is that place, and it's a key place together with the pyramid that, you know, in Paris was built, relatively new pyramid that we find in Paris. Now we have Notre Dame going down, and of course then we have to have another form of worship, a form of worship that embraces all the religions. And of course there is also another point that they're going to make in the coming years. Christianity will be deemed offensive. And so the symbols of Christianity will be deemed offensive in the West. This is
and you're already seeing that. They won't even say Christianity. They say Easter worshippers now.
Yeah, you have to understand also the beliefs of the Muslims. When you do go in a mosque, there is no symbols of any kind, really, apart from many geometrical patterns, but there is forbidden to have anything that resembles an image.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, because there is a lot of paganism when it comes to Islam. I mean, but that's the incredible thing about this, Leo. And I think everybody... What's that?
They give their energy each day... All together, millions of individuals worldwide, certain amount of times a day, with a certain amount of prayers, that is their power, and is pointed towards Mecca.
So Mecca, you know, whatever, but whatever it is, again, I just view it as paganism. But what I'm saying there was something else happening to humanity all at once, because we're all connected. I mean, we were all connected divinely. And I think people were watching the Notre Dame Cathedral burn. And at the end of the day, I mean, what really happened, we don't know. But at the end of the day, nobody died or got hurt. It was just a structure that burned. But everybody knew there was something else happening. Everybody was so enamored by it. And they didn't even know why. But that's it. I mean, it's an unbelievable transfer of energy.
And there was the Al-Aqsa Mosque burning at the same time in Jerusalem. That is something also which fits this whole show. Because in the end of the day, yes, Notre Dame is going down. But let me show you that the next ones to go down after this Christianity goes down, then it's going to be Islam. So this is a diabolical plan. This is a satanic plan that even the Muslims know themselves about. But unfortunately, they're falling trap. They're in a trap themselves. So I am saying today to your viewers that here there is powers and that are not of this earth only. When I talked before about Mecca, there is mysteries regarding Mecca that go well beyond Islam, because it's something that goes into antiquity, something that is to do with probably a meteorite that is not of this planet, that is worshipped and creates energy. And that when you go around it, you create a certain amount of energy. So these are things that, of course, will have to be studied and understood. But if in a simple way, we can say that there are mantras in Arabic that they will start to recite daily next to Notre Dame until they get into Notre Dame, and then they can worship their God and take over the place.
So we're going to be following this, Leo, because I have a feeling that this will probably come down and just kind of like it'll go uncovered, like the one other church you mentioned in Italy, where they just kind of bring in like, oh, it's a one religion, you know, everybody's welcome here. And then they'll eventually say, oh, no, but Christianity is offensive. They're already symboling that that's what they're going to do. They won't say Christians. They say Easter worshipers. And I would imagine that this is probably going to happen pretty soon, because they're already pushing to rebuild the cathedral.
I want to give a scoop today to your viewers, just something that maybe you should think about. The Muslims hate the cross, but there is a reason that was also embraced by the Knights Templars. They believe that Jesus didn't die on the cross. It says it on the Quran. At the last minute, they sent somebody else. Now, the Knights Templar embraced this, and they made it into the 30th degree initiation of the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite, in which the Knights Templars are basically spitting on the cross, not because of disrespect necessarily to Jesus, but to the fact that he was put on the cross. So, then there is people who say that Jesus lived long. I went into the Middle East. I went to Egypt. I studied in the Coptic churches to understand if there was some basis to these theories that Jesus lived. And from my experience, I found that he lived. And this is historic. But of course, it will change the face of Christianity to know that he didn't die, or that his dying was symbolic, and that I can't even believe
that you went down this road. I didn't plan on doing this in the final segment with you, but now I feel like we have to talk about this in the final segment here, or maybe even hold you longer. But yeah, that's kind of a big thing. And I've always wondered, because I see false flags and stuff happening now. That's not new. The Romans used to do that stuff, too. I mean, so it's like, who knows what happens?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Pillow.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. Should be back with us tomorrow. Leo Zagami is my guest. Now, Leo just dropped a bombshell on us here, I guess you could say, in the last segment, and I just want to reiterate it, make sure I understood it correctly. There is a certain sect of the Scottish Rite, which is linked to the Freemasons in the West, which is linked to the founding of this country, that teaches at the highest levels, essentially, that the crucifixion of Jesus was a false flag, and that it was not actually Jesus that was crucified that day. So Leo, I can't let you say that and then not get more into it. Leo Zagami from LeoZagami.com. His books are at Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com. Leo, did I hear you right?
Yeah, no, you heard me totally right. Of course, this will come as an heresy for many Christians, and God forbid I'm taken into that direction. No, absolutely. I always believe that Jesus, for me, is the Lord in the sense that he incarnated God in his essence. But the fact that he died on the cross, that's another matter, because for many years, I was part of the Knights Templars myself. I was part of this new world order. I saw certain things, and I learned certain things that in the end demonstrated that Jesus didn't die on the cross, and that the Quran, which actually says that somebody else was sent there at the last minute dying for him, might actually be correct. This doesn't mean, I'm not condoning anything in regards to Islam against Christianity. That is completely wrong, because Jesus made certain teachings very clear. And of course, these animals, like the cardinal in Sri Lanka calls them animals, because they are animals, are Muslims, and their religion is very combative, is a warrior caste religion. And of course, it has nothing to do with Jesus, who is bringing a message of peace into the world, not only of conquering the world to then give it into the hands of God and of Jesus, because even the Quran is stating that. In the Quran, actually, in the end times, it's Jesus that comes back, because Muhammad is nowhere to be seen. So it's Jesus who is coming back to then unify this whole show. And that's where the Muslims are hoping we are going to get to. In the meantime, I remember in the 80s when there was this important Sufi Sheikh Nazim, he was asked what these entities were, these UFOs. He said very clearly that UFOs were driven by these genes, the operators of these craft, were entities, extra-dimensional entities called gene. So this inspired me also in the making of a book which I wrote and I published this year called The Invisible Masters, Secret Chiefs, Unknown Superiors, and the Puppet Masters, who literally pull the strings of occult power from the alien world. In Mecca, there is even a mosque which is dedicated to these invisible beings, the gene. And if you go inside there, it seems completely empty. But if you stay there for more than 10 minutes, you will be kicked out by an invisible force. So, I mean,
well, let's now hold on a second here, because this is like the next level stuff I really wanted to talk with you about today. But I almost feel like I have to ask you. I mean, if it wasn't Jesus on the cross, not who was it? But then what do they teach happened to Jesus?
Well, there is many writings about what happened to Jesus. Some of them were destroyed during the Council of Nicaea, which was this foundation moment for Christianity, but also a moment in which some truths around Jesus were hidden away. It is said that he went to spend some time in Egypt. At least I found some evidence that he spent some time in Egypt before going towards the Far East.
And so what are the stories then from the Bible that talk about Jesus coming back to the apostles with the holes in his hand?
Well, of course. But what happens here is that we are believing in a version of the events. I'm not saying that my version or the versions that I have discovered during my studies are correct. I'm just simply saying that...
You're literally getting into what they teach in these higher secret societies. Which, by the way, you know, here's the amazing thing too, Leo. You know,
well, have people, Owen, that you can put nails through there and they can survive because they have reached such holiness that these things don't really touch their body. So Jesus himself will have not been necessarily touched. But he had died.
I just had to ask that.
That is important. But he went down into the land of the dead. That is also said by who believes he lived on. But then he went on to live, and there is actually a tomb that you can find. Just Google it. Kashmir Tomb of Jesus. And that tomb, the specific tomb, is regarded also by the Muslims as being the tomb of Jesus. In the far land of Kashmir, which in this moment is also a very delicate situation there geopolitically, because as we know there is an open confrontation going on between Pakistan and India regarding Kashmir.
And I mean, here's the thing too. You learn this for whatever reason. It's like the people that are in these occult societies that worship Satan, they really are afraid of Jesus. It's like the real Voldemort to them. Like, oh my gosh, they shudder at the name. And this has always been through history. But, you know, Leo, here's how I want to leave this interview, because it's been so powerful. You know, it's like you talked about the invisible forces inside the Muslim mosque, where you don't think there's anything there. But, I mean, how should I say this, Leo? I mean, what is this world? This world is not what we think it is. I mean, you talked about the other thing too is like it's elites throughout time have always been into this. They've always been into the spirituality and the different realms and everything. But now in the 21st century, it's like that's taboo or like low IQ somehow to be into God and alternate dimensions and all this stuff, when it's like the most advanced level of IQ. Like people that meditate their whole lives want to reach this level of enlightenment. And so, Leo, I mean, what do you think this is? Because, I mean, when you're sitting in a room and these invisible forces are around you, they are literally occupying the same space as you, just in a different dimension.
Yes, they are. And actually, I spoke with somebody who went to this mosque and was kicked out of this mosque after 5 minutes with a voice basically that talked to his ear. And then he started to feel a knock here. He said, "You're not meant to be here. You're not meant to be here." And then they completely drag him out of the place. I mean, a very devout Muslim, and I knew him personally, so I can say that he was not lying.
But Leo, so that's the amazing thing, though. I mean, this is the most, to me, this is the most enlightened, illuminating conversations that you can have, questioning existence, questioning our reality, asking what are these mysteries of life. But it's like this weird thing now where it's not even taboo. It's like lowballing people. It's like, oh, like that's old hat. Like you're a caveman talking about creation and God. It's like what planet do you live on?
Well, what planet? Regarding planets and actually stars, Sirius is mentioned 2 times, I think, at least in the Quran. And Sirius is also something...
All right, Leo, this has been an amazing hour. I'm going to get you back on the War Room soon. We're going to do this again. Great stuff. LeoZagami.com. I've just got too much news I got to get to, Leo, but that was an unbelievable hour. Just great stuff.
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. and that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Powerful hour with Leo Zagami. I would have loved to have kept him on, but I've just got to get to some of this news. And I've got my guest coming up in the third hour who was protesting the drag queen story time. But before I even get to that, I need to take care of business here and put some gas in the tank because we're running low right now, and I don't even think I've plugged yet. So at InfoWarsStore.com, we still have the 50% off all apparel special happening right now. So that's expired 48 hours ago, and we're still giving it to you. 50% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com.
So all the t-shirts, which, I mean, I can't even keep track of all the t-shirts we have now. I mean, dozens of designs to choose from. The polos, the hoodies, the ball caps, the stocking caps. We've got patches. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all 50% off. We're basically just giving these t-shirts away right now. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, become a billboard for InfoWars in public. Wear the big, giant InfoWars in-your-face t-shirt. Become a walking, talking, alive billboard for InfoWars by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of 50% off all apparel. But while you're there, don't forget to check out all the great supplements. Read the reviews. We've got air filters, water filters. I mean, more and more every day I'm seeing stories about. In fact, I just saw a story today. I should have kept it, but I think it's on Drudge. See if you guys can pull it up. How air pollutant levels are about to go through a real bad time. I don't, with all the toxins in the air and then all the pollen and everything, you don't want to be breathing this stuff in. And so we don't want to breathe that stuff in. And so we're like, okay, let's go out and find an air filter that we can put in our home. And so let's get the best one at the best price and let's private label it and let's sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we can share the gift of fresh air in the home that we give to ourselves. There's the story from USA Today. Bad air is on the rise. And then they have a list of, all the most polluted cities. And of course, now the studies have come out that your home is as polluted with toxins in the air as the average metropolitan city. So don't live like that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze, the best air filters money can buy at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got two in my home. I absolutely enjoy them. I would not occupy any other domicile without an Alexa Pure Breeze. Absolutely. It's a must-have. So are the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, your support at InfoWarsStore.com makes everything possible. All right, now, let me just dive in to these stacks of news that I have here. No rhyme or reason particularly. I'm just going to start picking up stories and getting into it. Now, this is actually incredible, as Alex is in D.C. The ACLU, I mean, you know, I was reading this and covering this, and I have another story about this right here. You know, how do I even properly cover this? I mean, it's the same thing like we have a wide open border, and I've got news on that I'll get to here too. Wide open border, guns coming across, drugs coming across, human trafficking. I mean, it's all going on. You know, hey, nothing to see here. Don't build that wall. No national emergency. And it's Trump's fault, actually. Somehow it's Trump's fault, too. You know, I mean, so that's as insane as it gets. I mean, you just look at that. It's basic common sense. You have a border. You have a country. You have a border. We have no border. And then we also pay for everyone to come here. And then we pay them when they get here. It's madness that this is happening. It's maddening. And Americans are fed up with it. But I'm not even sure what's worse. Is it that you have, to me, by the actual U.S. code, these are treasonous politicians. These Democrats are committing treason by the U.S. code, allowing these non-citizens to come into this country. They're killing people. They're spreading disease. They're committing crimes. It's all in the U.S. code. And the Democrats are committing treason. Now, I don't know how many times I have to highlight this, and I'm not going to make the crew go grab the actual document from my desk. I covered it ad nauseum. But it's like, okay, so there's one level of just total insanity that we're enduring, but I'm not sure what's worse. So you have the 2020 census coming up. President Trump says, I just want to have a question on the census that says, are you a U.S. citizen? And the average response would be, that's not on there already? And of course it was. It was on the census for 200 years until those Democrats got a hold of it and they took it off. And so the Supreme Court is about to hear this, and justices seem ready to okay asking citizenship on census. Well, of course. And here's the thing. They've already run through all the loops and all the hoops and all the red tape with these damn treasonous Democrats who want to bring in the third world population to vote them into power. They already wrote all the laws. No
other government bureaucracy, not the IRS, not the CIA, not the Border Patrol, not ICE, nothing. No one can use the U.S. Census. It cannot be used. It's already written into law. It's all confidential, and it can only be used by the Census Bureau. If anyone else uses that data, they're criminally charged. So they've already written all of this into law. And what are the Democrats saying now? Even though they've already written the laws. That's what these people are insane. They write the laws. They already have all the laws on the books, and then they keep bitching about the problem they already wrote the laws about. So they say, oh, we, this ACLU, the ACLU, we can't have a citizenship question on the test. Then ICE is going to use it to arrest non-citizens. Well, okay, first you say, so wait a second, you're now openly supporting criminals. I mean, you're now openly supporting lawlessness, and they are. But that's not even the problem. So sure, it's one level of insanity that you now openly support crime. But let's just leapfrog the fact that you now openly support criminals in this country. And let's now go to the point that you don't even want a question. You're so brain dead. You're so committed to your treason and your political correct insanity. You don't even want a question on the census that asks, are you a citizen? So we have no idea how many people are in this country illegally. And, you know, I don't know how much I want to get into this. In fact, screw it. I'm just going to do it here on air. This is what I'm going to do. Here's what you need to do, folks. And I already know census workers. So I'm just going to do that. I'm blasting this out to everyone. So it's about to go around. Everyone's going to hear this now. You need to sign up to be a census worker and go work the census. And I've talked to census workers. You know what they tell me? They are stunned how many non-citizens they find that are living in their neighborhood. Stunned. Stunned. And I've already put the idea in some people's heads. I'm just putting it out there now. Sign up, work for the Census Bureau, and I think you know where I'm going with this. Don't do anything illegal. But you want to see how bad it really is? Work for the census in 2020. You'll be stunned. But they don't want to know. They don't want this problem to be solved. They want illegal immigration. They want them to stay here. They want more welfare. They want to break this country's back. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. These people are Satanists. They're treasonous. They hate people. They're blackmailed. I don't know what their problem is. They're just programmed this way by the intelligent design. This is just the battle we have to fight. But here's the ACLU to fight against the citizenship question on the 2020 census, and they've got a line of people. Someone needs to go to D.C. and bullhorn these people. I mean, what do you do? What do you do with the Democrat Party that doesn't want to have a border and doesn't want to have a citizenship question on the 2020 census? You want to save the country? You'd lock them all up. They're committing open treason. This is an open and shut case. Any legal team or prosecuting attorney or president of the United States that has the cojones to do it could do it tomorrow. They're committing open treason against this country. But guess what? They're about to show you their true colors when the Supreme Court says, yeah, you can ask citizenship on the census. They're going to go into complete tirades for non-citizens.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains.
means, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Breakfast where the news is read, television, children fed, unborn living, living dead, bullet strikes the helmet's head.
You know, the Bible talks about your body being a temple of God, and it is. This is basically just a meat suit with our soul, our spirit, our interdimensional, next level, touched by God's divinity existence is trapped in this body. But it's a temple. It's how we were designed. And that's how God is here on this planet through us. Through our existence, through the temple. And so when you realize that, you understand why the devil is constantly attacking your temple. You understand why the devil is constantly trying to infiltrate your temple. Tries to infiltrate your mind. Literally tries to infiltrate your physical body. And so that's what the mark of the beast represents. And it's manifested when they force you to take a vaccine, when they force you to put a chip into your body. And that will come next.
But that's the mark of the beast. I mean, you just look at what's going on right now where they celebrate unhealthiness. And they say, hey, look, if you point out that someone's out of shape and overweight and how that's bad for them health, for their health, you're body shaming them. No, God gave you one temple to take care of and to experience this existence for yourself through. And as soon as the devil corrupts your temple, as soon as the devil can destroy your temple, you can no longer experience this consciousness as you were intended. And that's why there's a constant attack, a constant assault on your mind, on your body, and on your spirit. That is the devil trying to infiltrate your temple. Now, I don't know why I went off on that tangent, but I do have some other news to get to before my next guest joins me. Let's get into what President Trump tweeted out this morning. Now, yesterday, I got a little upset and started yelling at the audience. I apologize because, well, not at the audience, but through the microphone because of what happened to the troops at the southern border. I mean, just unheard of for U.S. troops to be disarmed by Mexican soldiers on U.S. soil. And I was sitting here just, I mean, really upset by it. I think the president caught on, and he tweeted this out. Mexico's soldiers recently pulled guns on our National Guard soldiers, probably as a diversionary tactic for drug smugglers on the border. Better not happen again. We are now sending armed soldiers to the border. Mexico is not doing nearly enough in apprehending and returning. So key. It's time. It's just refreshing to have a president that stands up. But, you know, honestly, I would have liked to seen an Oval Office address on this issue. And quite frankly, we still need it. The drugs are still pouring across the border. The human trafficking is still going on rampantly. Guns are pouring across. Drugs are pouring across. I mean, it's a joke. The president and the first lady are talking right now at a drug convention or whatever, an anti-drug addiction convention. We can go to B-roll of Trump. He's live right now. And yeah, it probably is the Mexican army smuggling drugs, getting paid off under the table. The president is absolutely correct. The cartels run the Mexican government, folks. Anybody that tries to get into Mexican politics that's not run by the cartels ends up pushing daisies over 200 times last year alone. So that's what's really going on here. Maybe that's what the Democrats are aligned with. But it's just getting worse. We've been rolling the B-roll all day. Heavily armed men escort migrants across U.S. border, surveillance video shows. Well, why are heavily armed men escorting migrants across the border? Why would you have heavily armed men? Oh, it's a business. You see? It's a business. Someone's making money. They're either pushing drugs or they're trafficking humans, folks. They're protecting their property. See how that works? No emergency, though. No big deal. Border Patrol finds abandoned toddler with name and phone number on shoes. You know how we end up with an abandoned toddler at the border? Because we have a wide open border. And people in Central America and Mexico know it. Shut down the border. Trump suggests Mexican soldiers disarm U.S. troops as a cover for drug smuggling. Yeah, and he's probably right. And you know, you got these Democrats, they're not Democrats. You got these anti-American scum. We really need to find a name for them. They're like the Redcoats. They're like the original Benedict Arnolds. They're like the new Benedict Arnolds, though. So you got the Benedict Arnold Party aligned with drug cartels, aligned with human traffickers. That's what you have here. And why is it? You seriously, I mean, this is so beyond frustrating for me. It's like, why am I having to debate people about having a border? Like, why is this even a political football right now?
How is this even real? Why can't we come together to stop human trafficking? I went out to Democrat offices in Austin and said, can we come together to stop human trafficking at the border? They wouldn't even say yes. They won't even say yes to that. Oh my gosh. So we're just going to have a wide open border. And we're just going to let drugs pour across the border and guns pour across the border. Oh, we're anti-gun. We don't want guns. Make gun laws. Well, if you have a wide open frickin' southern border, they'll just start pouring over from the southern border, you idiots. Excuse me. I'm getting frustrated. I need to just put this story down. I can't believe we have millions of Benedict Arnolds in this country now. Millions of them. One of them is Brian Stelter. You know, this guy. This is so rich. Steve Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. I mean, look at this guy. CNN Stelter. Trump avoiding correspondents' dinner is an attack against the media. Oh, my gosh, Brian. You are pathetic. You are just pathetic. Can you imagine how pathetic Brian Stelter is in real life? Brian, why would the president waste his time with you? You have no audience. By the way, the latest CNN ratings just came out. They literally have no audience. I mean, nothing. Their cum is like peaking at 300,000. And that's 60, 70, 80% of it's just TVs on at hotels and gyms and bars and crap. Nobody's watching CNN. Nobody. I mean, CNN is getting beaten by reruns of television shows like Family Guy and anything else. CNN is a joke. But it's like, as they're spiraling into complete irrelevance, they're just begging the president for a bone. Throw us a bone, says Brian Stelter. Stelter, here's an idea. Why don't you try reporting something real? I mean, unless you're not allowed to do that at CNN. Maybe contractually, you're obligated to be fake news if you report at CNN. But again, so maybe Brian Stelter feels this way. He's such a pathetic loser, he actually says it, though. So he actually goes, he can be all bitter and tied up inside how he's a total failure, a total loser, nobody watches his show. And fine, I understand how you would feel that way. But to come out and say it, he's coming out begging for attention. He's like, look at me, I'm a pathetic loser. Please, President, please give me attention. I'm Brian Stelter. If I polish my chrome dome a little shinier, would you see me then? If I put on face paint to look like Pennywise, would you follow me then, Mr. President? Brian, you guys have no audience at CNN. You're a joke. You're an absolute joke, Brian. Wait, what's this? Oh my gosh. The crew is telling me Brian Stelter is actually called in. This is unbelievable. So, Brian Stelter is going to join us in the next segment. Apparently, he doesn't like what I've said about him.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.